Look at my house. It's so clean. Now cleanse my ruaya. Cleanse his house. Purge his house. I want that house clean. I want that house to be clean. Hallelujah. I want that house to be clean. They're not going to deliver you. Your gold, your idols. They're not. That is what Teshuvah spoke. He said their gold and their silver, it will not deliver them at that day. And they shall lay hold to it. They shall run to try to protect it. Isn't that amazing? Because someone's little shack is burning. They're trying to get something or retrieve something. You would think, I'm trying to get myself out of that. So it is with Yah. He said that the fire of my jealousy shall burn. You better try to get yourself out of that fire. I'm going to be like Shadrach, as a deacon reminded us. Meshach and Abednego. Hallelujah. There was no stench of the fire on them. They said, oh king, you can command whatever you want to. Capitalist democracy. You can make all your mandates. You can command all you want to. I'm going to trust Yahweh, and I'm going to fear Him, and my hope is in Yahshua. That's what my hope is in. It's not in the things of this life. It's not in the goal of the silver gods. God's command, the Gad command, you to bring all things. You listen to some of those unjackals, especially the ones that are in the Hinduism. Same thing with Christianity. And how they would take the offerings to the Hindu gods. I was listening to a report the other day. It's a little place in Malawi. And this administration, if warned these religious whores today, they're reaping the benefits of funds whereby Mr. Bush, especially what we call these charitable, spirit of charity. It is not the spirit of Ahava. These religious Jezebels, they get the money and they set up these little shops in different nations and tell the people, where you come, you become converted, we'll help you. There was a little place in Malawi where they were teaching them about Christianity. And they were talking about how that the poor people had nothing, their milk. When the women breasts, they thought that their breast milk was cursed. The children were diseased, they were sick. And they will have to take milk and go to the river and offer up milk to the God of milk. And they said it was so laborious. You had to labor to get milk. You had to walk so far to get milk. You had to do all these things, and yet our children die. Yet our milk and our breasts, we can't feed them. Well, all thing it takes is a little nutritional or a little understanding of what it takes to get the milk flowing and all those kinds of things, then the milk will flow. But this is the mindset. This is what a Gad required. This is what Minnah required. In order for you to be in the fortune of her delight in you, then you must give all. You must show dedication. And you will show you're dedicated unto Gad, or Minnah, when you forsake the Torah of Yah. When you say it has no relevance, it has no value, it has no importance unto me. You do that, then you say, I have joined the camp of those that are against Almighty Yah. So your gold, your silver, your gods, your figurines, your homes, your capitalist system, your democracy shall not deliver you in that day. It shall not give you understanding in that day. They cannot see, they cannot hear your prayers. As Yah said, you call upon Gad, and I will call upon the one that answered Yahweh by fire. You call, and they call, and they cut themselves just like those psychotic Muslims. The spirit is still the same. And yet there was no answer. They cried, and they cried, and they called, and they called, and there's no answer. We're the seed of Yah. We don't go to the wicked begging. We're the head and we're not the tail. We're not the butthole. We're the head. We are the head and we're not the tail. David said, I've been young and now I'm old, but I've never seen the Sadiqa of Yah forsaken, or that which comes out of his loin out begging the bread of the wicked. We're not servants to the wicked, brothers and sisters. We don't serve the wicked, and they drive us as taskmasters to satisfy the God of gold and silver, and all they want is what you got. You can pay for that piece of wood for 15 years. Never miss the payment. Miss two and see what happens. They put you out. They foreclose. There's one business there in Detroit that is booming. It is a company that takes all foreclosures, and they're booming. They say the market is booming. They have seduced the people with this false, seductive spirit of Gad. They'll set these interest rates to draw this corrupt public in. And they think they're getting something. You're not getting anything, brothers and sisters. The wicked never. The wicked never gives you anything for you to possess it. They're going to tax you to hell. They're going to keep you running until they get it back. That's the mindset of a wicked man. That's how Shatan is. He doesn't play fair. Not at all. Not at all. We have a kingdom. Hallelujah. No, he is not a white giver. He's not a black giver. He's not an Indian giver, a Jew giver, a man giver, a woman giver. He is Almighty Yahweh that gives. He gives the pleasures unto the house of Israel. He knows how to give tough things unto his people. Hallelujah. So what he gives unto us, it causes us to have great delight in him. Your gods of gold and silver, brass and wood, shall not deliver you in that day. They cannot hear, they cannot speak, they cannot talk. Verse 21. He says, neither teshuvah or repented they of their murder. Now this is what I want you to listen now. Their murders, their hatred of the brethren. The hatred of those that speak to them truth. If any man hate his brother, his sister without a cause, then that one is a murder. I don't like what Digimon has said overnight. He confronted us, compelled us. I don't like that. Scripture says they will not teshuvah or repent of their murders, nor, now this is the one I'm going to delve into somewhat. Nor of their sorceries, their bewitched minds, nor did they repent of their fornication, nor of their theft, nor their theft, nor their theft. This is a generation that is full of thieves. He tells us, warn us, thou shalt not steal. It steals the heart of a man. It steals him from his family. It steals him from his love for Yah. Brothers and sisters, I will say this again. I remember many years ago when Yahweh began to deal with me about the television, before someone even spoke to me about that, I would tell us, turn the thing off. And you could see the transformation in the eyes of the people. You could see the change. I knew it was of Yahweh. And that thing steals from your mind, your time. It draws you into this bewitched focus that you look crazy. Your children look sadistic. Their minds are filled with every kind of demonic power. It is not of Yah. It is not. It draws you away from taking time and an affection toward him. He said they did not show any teshuvah for their theft. These are thieves today. They rob you of every nickel. You see, this is a generation that says they will give Yah 10%. You understand? Yet the banks, Gad, requires, and they will allow people today to use 50% of their income for house payment. They take half of your income for house payment today. It is a spirit of sorcery. It is a bewitching spirit. It makes you feel good for the moment. Ah, this is mine. You own nothing. That's not yours. It bewitches you so that you literally think you own it. You owe $50,000 on that. How do you own it? Hallelujah. But the spirit of sorcery make you think, oh, look at this, man. This is so, ooh, this is so nice, boy. Look at the, ooh, look at that. You know that is not of Yahweh. That is not of Yahweh. They will not even repent of their sorcery, their murderers and their fornication, this wickedness of unfaithfulness. They will not repent of that. He said that's sorcery. And that is the spirit. That is the power of gods. Minai. In a form of fortune, Yahweh Barak his people. He blessed them. And the blessings of Yahweh add no sorrow. You tell me that your gods of gold, silver, and wood, you tell me that blessings of Yahweh and your sorrow for your press down, you oppress your burden down, try to maintain your gods. That is a spirit of democracy and capitalism. Capitalism captivates you to take you into captivity, to capture everything you got. Yahweh gives us liberty, freedom. That we are not bound by the change of this world and the cycles of this world. We're not bound. Those people there in Detroit, some of them make $50 an hour. I told you all of the one that works for GM. The man would send me offerings every week. I said to the man, man, you make at least $50 an hour. And that's the kind of money they make. Forklift drivers make $75,000 a year. And he would send me offerings all the time, very faithful. He said, I listen to you all the time, Pastor Roberts. In the morning when I'm up, before I leave, I'm recharged. And so something that he was going to marry, if they are married, she told him, you cannot send offerings there anymore. That's an effeminate man. He's an effeminate, weak man. That's an effeminate man. And I said to him, that's not much of a wife. I wouldn't marry that. No, I would not. That is an effeminate man. He is a soft man. Now, the spirit of religion, this prostitute, that's how she operates. And that's how they bring you into those plush offices and it feels nice. You sit down in that plush chair and you think you are in control. And they actually bewitch you to make you think you are in control. And you literally think you are in control. Well, Mr. Roberts, all you got to do is sign this dotted line. And they put before you so many documents. You can read that, Oh, okay. And you pretend you're reading to show them this hubris spirit, your pride. Oh, I read that. You ever read a thing? Ignorance, saltish. He said, my people are saltish. That's what he quoted us last night. They're stupefied. They're dumb. They're stupid. They're saltish. And you actually think you're in the control. And they have mastered you. They have taken literally authoritative control over you because you've given yourself unto that sorcery, that spirit. It bewitches you to make you think differently from the reality that you're engaging yourself in. And that is the spirit of sorcery. It is a very powerful spirit. I want you to listen to this. I want you to take notice of the spirit of sorcery and the power of how it seduces and what Yahweh says. Listen to this. I'll read it because I want you to hear it. It says in Yeshaya, Isaiah, listen now. Chapter 47, verse 9. Yahweh says this. He said, but these two things, listen, brothers and sisters, shall come to you in the moment of one day. The loss of children and the widowhood, they shall come upon you in their perfection. Why? For the multitudes of your sorceries. For the multitude of your sorcery. For the great abundance of your enchantment. Do you hear that? He said, this shall come upon you in one day. And it seems like a day. My lifespan seems like really a day. And we have seen this power of sorcery. The loss of children. No control over the children. None whatsoever. He said these two things, widowhood. We see populations in this nation whereby there's no man. The strength of the head. And every woman needs a man to be her head. I don't care what this Jezebel spirit tells you. I don't care what it quotes to you. You need a man of authority. A man that is led by Yah, a man of sincerity to be your head. You need a head woman. Let no one trick you. Let no one trick you. A woman is not the authoritative figure in Yah's house. She has no power to instruct a man, to repudiate him, to rebuke him, none whatsoever. The strength is in Aquinas. Not being so obvious. It's in Aquinas. That's where her strength is. Her beauty. Her character. I will never allow a woman to instruct me, to reprove me. You will not even correct me, period. I won't you do it. No woman. None. 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 Period. Period. It is not the Spirit of Yah. He will speak by Yahshua to correct his man. He will. Well, you don't listen to your wife. Well, sure I do. The scripture tells me to submit and for her to submit unto one another, to be subject, to listen to each other. Even though when you don't want to listen to her, listen to her. Even though when you don't feel like it, listen. And then when it's all said, you say to her, I'm the arbiter. That's wonderful what you say. We'll go that way. What you're giving your strength unto her. No, it's just it's wise. That's a man. A wise will listen. A wise man will hear. That's the strength of a wise man. He hears. He says, he doesn't just hear the words. He hears the spirit of the words. He understands the value of the words. He will hear to become wiser. That's what a wise man does. Then he will say to her, we're not going that way. This is the way we go. Period. Okay? Case closed. Settle. That's it. You don't have to receive it. It's still the truth. You don't have to accept it. You don't have to like it. It doesn't change for you. Not one bit at all. They did not repent of their ways. Their sorceries. He said, this power of sorcery, this bewitching, you're going to lose your children. And that, and this great abundance enchantment. Have you ever seen the enchantment that you've seen today under the system of democracy? When you find nations that open their doors to what we call democracy and capitalists, you begin to see a radical change in their children, don't you? And they began to enchant. Everybody wants to do boo-hansi or bootylicious or butt-shaking and butt-bunking. Everybody wants to do that. That's what you find in those countries. Everybody's rolling. Everybody's doing their thing. Everybody's shaking their butt. Everybody. Everybody. Mama's shaking her butt. Granny shaking her butt. Granddaddy. Everybody wants to shake their butt, huh? Because it is an enchantment. It draws on the powers of hell. And they began to move in a way that is unrealistic. It is not natural. It is not a form of a natural form the way they move. It is not. They become inhabited by powers of hell in their bodies. And the girls began to twist their bodies and move their bodies in a way that when a man look upon that, he's enthralled, he's captivated. He lose all senses of direction. His mind is bewitched in that. And he began to play in his mind with this power of the spirit. He said, because of your sorceries, you're going to lose your sons and your daughters. Your children, loss of children, widowhood. There will not be sons, there will not be men. Believe me. They're not meant today for women. That's the truth taught us. They're not men out there. They're not wives out there. When a woman finds a husband, he's a man that loves Yah, she better rejoice. She better rejoice. She better thank Yahweh. You got a husband, you better bless Yahweh. You better look at that man and say, bless you, Yah. Well, he was tough with me. That's all right. Yahweh's going to be tougher than that. You know, women today don't even bless their husbands. Because men today don't even know how to love their wives. Hallelujah. They've been so bewitched by this imagery of Shaitan, these corrupt things, that they believe of women that they are not women, but their minds and their physical being has been shaped by powers of hell. They've been cut, they've been twisted, they've been added to. A little here, take a little there and trim that down some. And suck a little fat out the hip back here. And suck out the little rings around the gut. Hallelujah. They've been shaped. It is such a bewitched society. They can even change the DNA in your babies by needles today. If you want a boy, I don't care what it is, they make a boy. Regardless of what's in you. What Yahweh put there. You choose the sex of your children today. That's a bewitching thing. It is not of Yahweh. It is bewitching. It is a mutated thing. They're changing. They're trying to alter the very power of Almighty Yahweh. He is the one that put breath and life in that little being in the belly. So they have the ability, they have this sorcery power, this pharmakia, and that's all it is. That's all the medication, the medicine does. It gives you a false illusion. There's no healing in their medicine, not one bit at all. It gives them a false illusion. They put these drugs, they put these needles. It causes their minds to be twisted. They have no faith, no emunah. They don't trust Yahweh. They trust in a man. Their strength curses everyone that put his trust, his confidence in the arm of flesh in man. And they're not trusting. In knee idols, as the old Kiddushim would say, they're not trusting in the prayer. They have no prayer life. They don't bow down. They don't cry out. They bow down to some vile pervert that runs stuff in their veins, put needles in their bodies, prescribe drugs to alter their thinking, to alter their emotions and their feeling. That is not of Almighty Yahweh. We're going to prove whether we trust Him. You're going to show whether you have a love for Him. You can talk the talk, but you're going to have to walk the walk. You can say it, but the hour is upon us. Oh, yes, it is. The hour is upon us. And they're not concerned about how poor you are. They're concerned about their money. That's it. Power sorcery. It deceives. It tricks the mind. Takes away from you. To satisfy the flesh, it's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. Because of that spirit. We're losing our sons and our daughters because of sorcery and the power of it. Loss of child, widowhood, and they shall come upon you with perfection. He says there will be nothing lacking. It will work its works because I have ordained and instructed this. He said, for the great abundance, not just enchantment, but the great abundance is rapid today. You got this purveyor of the internet. They go online and say enchanting spirit. They chat. You look at that word enchanting, ENCHANTCHAT. They chat. They love to chat. They chat. They have chat rooms. Chat. Daughters are drawn away from their homes and found, never seen thousands of them. You just don't hear about it all. Sons. Given to homosexuality and enchantment. That is the truth. I know what I'm saying. Spirit of sorcery. The loss of your children and widowhood. I want to take this another step before I close. Hear this. It's in the 11th verse of the same chapter. Yahweh says this, I want you to hear this. Hear this, everyone. He says now, therefore shall evil come upon you. You shall not know from where it rise, and mischief shall fall upon you. You shall not be able to put it off, and desolation shall come upon you suddenly. He said, I'm going to make a speedy riddance of them. It shall come upon you suddenly, which you shall not even know. Stand now. He says, stay on there with your enchantment and with the multitude of your sorceries wherein you have labored from your youth. If so be, you shall be able to profit. If so be, you may prevail. He said, you are wearied in the multitudes of your counsels. Let now the astrologers, the young ones love astrology now, their horoscopes. They love to read that. The ones that say they love Yahweh, they like to glance at it. It's an abomination. It's a foul thing. It's sadistic. It's evil. It's of the origins of hell. He said the astrologers and the stargazers and the monthly prognosticators, he said, now let them now stand up now and save you from the things that shall come upon you, my Ibra. He said, let them stand up. Let the astrologers, let your horoscope tell you. You're going to have wonderful things. It's the spirit of God. It's the spirit of Minai. Because all the horoscope tells you these wonderful, exciting things. Oh, my horoscope says that I'm going to meet an excited man. He's going to be very exciting. Oh, my horoscope says I'm going to come into some money today. Do not these monthly prognosticators tell the people that in these whorehouses? Yea, the Lord says that there shall be riches come to you. You shall have funds and finances shall come your way, and the blessing shall overtake you. Come on and stand to your feet and shout, thank you, Lord Jesus. Bring an offering, bring an offering. Come on, bring an offering. So the monthly prognosticators, he said, tell them to stand up and deliver you. Tell your astrologers, tell your enchanters, tell your sorcerer workers. Tell them to stand up and deliver you from my hand. Tell them. Tell your mortgager. Tell them to stand up and deliver you. Call upon your God. Call upon your silver, your gold. Call upon your idols. Tell them to deliver you. Tell them to stand up. Stand up like a man and fight. Tell them to deliver you from my hand. They shall not. I'm going to bring you down to the gate of hell, to the pit of darkness, because you have sinned against me. And democracy teach this over pulsating desire to rebel at the sin. You take countries whereby there has been dictatorial type governments. You find a chastity among the young women? Yes, you do. You find a chastity among the young men? I'm telling you, because of this vile spirit of democracy in what we call Iraq, when Mr. Saddam ruled, you found chastity. You did not find much fornication. Because of a young girl who was committing fornication, and her brothers found out about it, they would kill that whore dead. Daddy would kill her. Daddy will kill her. That's what Islam teaches. They will kill her dead. Jezebel, you whore, you bring shame. They will hang her. They will cut her throat. They cut it off. And when the other little cousins see that, they make sure they get their skirts down a little longer. They don't want their titty nippers being seen. You hear me? They will kill them dead. And there's one spirit Yahweh said, when a Jezebel does that, commit whoredom and get her out. Kill her. Cut her off. Cut the hoe off. I say it like that. Cut the hoe off. That's what he said. He's going to cut this hoe off. She's a filthy hoe. And she's not a whore. She's a hoe. She's a hoe. She practices every kind of pagan ritualism there is in worship. You see, the Nabi cries that to Israel. Shows her a whoredom. If there's one sin that brings terror upon a people, the sin of whoredom. There's no sin that Yah, when he comes, his anger is vented in a way when they have been proven to be unfaithful. They're proven that way. When the spirit of democracy overtakes a country, everything falls. Everyone becomes greedy. Crime begins to rise. Killing and murdering. That begins to perpetuate in a nation. Gad and Minai, the gods, the twin powers, the rule. Her strength is in the oppressed city of this nation that send forth her tentacles into every nation upon the face of the earth and use every nation and every people for one thing, for one more penny. Just one more penny. Just one more penny. Just one more penny. One penny at a time. Until they reduce them down to a mummified people of no strength. They can resist their lording over them. And there is no cry to Yahweh. They have no strength to cry to Him. You see what little strength you have? There's nothing to really cry to Him. Nothing. There's no energy. No willingness. And that is the truth. May Yah bless you. I'm going to stop here tonight. We're going to pick this up tomorrow. We go as far as Yahweh instructs us. It will bring life and strength. We'll certainly bring His burning hope and your love. And we'll fill you with the strength that is going to take in this hour. I'm not here as a pretender. I'm not here to try to deceive you. I'm not here for a dollar bill or money. I'm here to tell you what Yah speaks to Israel. It's going to take more than this to make it in because it's going to take a faithfulness to what He says. And the only way that's going to come, you must hear the word of Yahweh preach. You must, brothers and sisters. And that is the thing that the enemy shuts your mind from, not hearing it preach. Not hearing it preach. You must hear it. And how can he preach or man speaks authoritatively unless Yah sends him? That's why we need to pray, Yah send the Nabi. That the man of Yah rise up with a great fervor and an anointing. I will strengthen his hand. I don't care who he is. I don't care where he comes from. I will know when I hear him speak. You will too. Because there will be a fire that will ignite in your inward parts. And there's nothing in you that's hidden will not be exposed. I want that. I want that. I don't want something that's passivity. I don't want no passivity. I want that. Hallelujah. You can teach me about your hermeneutics and hermeneutics and wonderful sermonettes that shows us the patterns and things. That's nice. I want something that will burn down in my inward parts. Set the fire. Set the course of the fire of Yahweh in my inward parts. Make me tremble. Hallelujah. Because he's going to cause us a tremble. We better get it right. May Yahweh bless you all, you that are listening. On the live stream, we do bless you all tonight. Everyone, wherever you're listening from, may Yahweh bless you all. May strengthen your brother Jerry. We bless you tonight. Sister Maria there, wherever you're listening from, we do bless you all. Brother Nathan, all you that are listening, we bless you. I do want you all to join with us tomorrow. We start service at 11 a.m. There's something wonderful I want to tell you all that will bless all of you all tomorrow. So join with us. Make sure you are there. Make sure you're listening, because there's going to be something very special that will excite your heart. The word will, we will try to do what Yahweh commands. Hallelujah. The liar said that I'm going to lose my voice. I'm not going to lose my voice. I'm going to preach. As a brother wrote me, say, Pastor Roberts, I don't even like brothers when they write stuff like that. I'm not going to even say what he said. But I understand what the brother's saying. He says to me, don't stop crying like that. You know, Brother Jerry says, he said to me one day, he said, Pastor Roberts, if you didn't preach like that, I wouldn't even listen to you. Because I can find this passive preaching all over. I've been in this for many, many years. When I heard you preach like that, I knew. He said, I can find that. He said, you can find it everywhere. He said, if you were not preaching like that, I wouldn't listen. So this man in Kentucky told me I shouldn't preach like that. Hallelujah. Brother from Maryland write me, say, how could someone even write to you? My, he said, I'm listening to you right now, Pastor Robert. He said, a man hasn't even judged his own heart and checked his own heart out. It doesn't bother me what he says. As a matter of fact, when he said what he said, it put fire in me. It really does. I'm not a little thin, effeminate-skinned man. Well, Pastor Robert, where are you? No, I'm not that way. I'm not that thin-skinned. I'm not. Well, did I offend? For what? Defending me? You think that offended me? Yeah. Doesn't offend me. Yeah. I'm not that thin-skinned. No, I don't hold no grudges or nothing. Like, for what? What? For what? I'm not that inferior. I'm not insecure at all. Deacon Ben and the brother, where they preach, man, bless you all, brother. Thank you. And I'm not going to say what y'all say. Don't even say that, brother. I'm not jealous. Don't even say that. Just, you don't have to say that. Tell me, don't ever say that, any of you. For what reason? Don't even need to say it. Hallelujah. Preach. If he has nobody that said hallelujah, it's going to be me. Come on, preach. That's all right, deacon. Say it. I like that. That's wonderful. Say that again. Hallelujah. That's wonderful. Bless you, my brother. Say it again. Hallelujah. That doesn't do with jealousy. Don't even say it, brother. Don't even let that be even a part of your speech. Hallelujah. Behold how wonderful and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Hallelujah. Every word he spoke was a strength. It was a promise to me. It was a correction. Show me where I was. They showed me how to get up. And then it brought me up. Now that's all right. You can't go to the bank and buy that. So I just buy the truth. Hallelujah. I just buy it. I buy it. And I don't sell it. Well, Deacon Buddy, you make me mad. I don't like the way you said that. You said that's all right, buy the truth, brother. Reprove me. Show me what I need to do. Hallelujah. That's what I want. A song, though, what the Wymans, just don't take your ru'ah away from me. Rebuke me, reprove me, chastise me, whip me, bust my hips. Just don't take the spirit. What is that, preacher? Well, when a man speaks the truth, don't allow me to reject that, to resist it. Even if I don't understand it, he will bring light to that. Believe me, he will.
I don't have to ask Deacon Ben any questions.
I said to Brother Nathan, I said, you know, Deacon Ben, he does things different than the way I do. I have no problem with that. They sing with him. He get, let them testify, preach it. Preacher Dave's a little different. We hear preaching. I have no compunction. I said, trust, I listened to him the last time I was down there because he was on. I just wanted to hear something. It was right. Brother called me today and said, tell the brothers, tell everyone it's been a wonderful week. Enjoy the word. Hallelujah. Any of the brothers are capable here. You brothers, they can get up and do that. Bless Yahweh for that. We got brothers that can speak in order to handle the word of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Because it is the fire that corrects them. It is a chastisement for them. I just need to get my old man up here, just get up and talk. That's all I want him to do. You're not the priest. Just talk. That's all. He's the only one that got a directive any time. He said, I want to get up. I don't care when it is. Brother Pat, the brother said, you all sit down this time. I'll handle it. Old man there, I want to talk. Talk then. Hallelujah. That's the beauty of one of the most splendid of the beauty of Israel when he allowed the elders, the old men. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, we don't appreciate all the brothers and sisters. I've always, as a young man, as a young boy, I've always, Sister Robert's granddaddy, I would sit for hours and just listen to him. I was always intrigued. He would tell me stories. His stories would be so wonderful. The horse and buggy days and how they would go to the cornfield and plow. I was just enthralled. I would be enraptured by that. I just sit there, old man, I didn't want to leave. I just let. When I was a young boy, I liked hanging around older men. I didn't hang with boys my age. They were too immature. All they wanted to wear was Converse tennis shoes and walk around. I liked the older boys. I liked them because they had a little sense of, you know, they were a little more dignified. They were a little different than the young boys. You know, they walked a little different, wore tennis shoes like the other ones. They carried themselves a little different. And I liked that. I liked the way the older men carried themselves. I liked them. Ooh. Young boys, I didn't like them because all they wanted to do was wear some tennis shoes and, you know, and stroll around, you know, and stroll like that. The old men, they walk with some dignity. You know, you see them walking like that. That's the way they walk, eh? You know, huh? That's the way they walk. They don't walk like the young boy. Am I right, brother? They walk in a place like and then have nothing, but they walk in there like they got something, you know. Yes, ma'am. Could you help me, ma'am, please? I'm trying. I like that. I just look at them and say, that's the way you do it. Young boys don't act like that. So I like acting like the older boys. Yeah, I act like the older man. Yes, I did. I like hanging around 20-year-old boys. I like the older men, 30, 35, 40. I like listening to them. The way they talked, it was different. The way they act, it was different. And so it helped me to act that way. It made me act mature. I wanted to act like them. I didn't want to act like the boys my age because they were immature. They were shallow. They were boys. They were boys. I didn't even dress like them. I didn't wear tennis shoes like them. No. No. I didn't dress like them. I didn't go to school like them. I didn't dress like them. Even when I went to school, I didn't do that. Totally different. May Yah bless you. Bless you all tonight. Be encouraged. Let us stand to our feet. Tomorrow, there's something very vital, important I will share with you all. You that are listening, I want you to be there tomorrow to hear. You that are here, something that I will share with this house that it will excite your heart in a mighty way. Believe me. Trust me for that. All right? In all things, we do bless you tonight, our Abba. Go with your people. Take those down the road safely that have driven. Bless every heart, I pray. Those that listen tonight, strengthen them as we carry forth in this message on tomorrow, that every lev will be blessed. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. Yisrael cried, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.